Now, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
14.
8. 12.
I'm 18.
I'm 10 years old.
What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm a senior.
8th grade.
Sophomore year.
Just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
I'm in 4th.
What do you do for fun?
I love art. Art is my favorite.
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
I like to play on the trampoline, and I love to make slime.
I act in plays, and I sing all the time.
I also write stories because I love writing.
I play tennis. I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on a team.
Listen, you're a great kid. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm still figuring it out.
Pediatric oncologist.
I really want to be a marine biologist.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids feel better at their smile.
Will you run for president someday?
I want to.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
All right, Sandberg, we have the distinct honor of having our Kid of the Week live in studio. Before we meet him, whose idea was this?
Well, this is one of our producers here at WGM Radio. He told me about it.
What's his name?
His name is Sammy Montino.
I thought we had him kicked out. Didn't security throw him out a long time ago?
He did, but somehow he got back in. And so he said, hey, I got this cousin who's incredible. And then I said, let's do him as Kid of the Week. So,
incredible cousin is here. It's Joey Campbell.
He's not just here. He is dressed in a suit.
Looking fantastic.
He looks way better than all of us.
Fantastic. And Susan and Dan Campbell are here as well. Amazing people who I run into at a lot of charitable functions because Dan's the best auctioneer on the planet, period. So, listen, Joey, nice to see you.
You too, sir.
Lean into that microphone and stop calling me sir. So here's the thing. I want to dispel some myths that are out there, some rumors.
Let's just say Joey Campbell is 16.
16 years old.
Well, actually, I'm 17.
Sam gave us bad information.
I'll tell you what, this is why you're in trouble.
Yeah.
What year are you at school?
I'm a junior.
All right. Now, you've had to overcome a lot in your life. You've had a lot going on.
Yeah,
you come in here and you're smiling, and people hear the word autism, and they think, well, there's somebody that's just going to have their life limited. You are maximizing your life in every way. And I think people ought to, knock down some of these myths about what people are capable of, because nobody's getting in your way.
Yeah.
So let's talk about scouting. What do you do at scouting?
I do campouts.
Okay.
And
what's your favorite part about it?
Getting the merit badges.
Do you have a lot of them?
Yeah. Does like 28.
Oh, 28.
Wow. Isn't that Eagle Scout, or you got a few more?
I've got like one. I just finished my last one.
What was it?
It was horsemanship.
Oh, wow.
Were you at the Kentucky Derby?
No,
you probably missed
No,
that.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
do you sew them to a vest or anything? What do you do with the badges?
I sew them to a sash.
A sash, oh, okay.
You do that yourself, or does mom help?
My mom helps.
Yeah, because I'm sure dad would probably poke himself in the finger. And what are you planning on doing after school?
I'm not sure. Maybe just having quesadillas because it's Taco Tuesday.
You're talking about today. I'm talking picture, but today's good, too.
One day at a time, I'm all for quesadillas. Do you eat them just cheese, or do you go with steak or anything?
Steak and cheese.
Oh, that's what we all eat at our house.
Listen, if I was thinking steak and cheese quesadillas, I'd be living in the moment, too.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
What's the big dream? What do you want? What kind of job do you want in the future?
Well, I want to probably become like a waiter.
That's good, because you already work at Outback, right?
Yeah.
You're a host?
Well, yeah.
What, do you seat people, or what does that mean?
Like, I seat people, and I always wanted to become a pastor because I'm like a hand raiser or whatever when we do church songs and such.
Oh, so you go to church? You participate?
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, that's a great
goal. I'd come to any church where you're doing the sermon.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's great. You want to plug your church? What's your church?
New Covenant.
All right, there you go. Here's get you a good seat on Sunday.
I got to ask a question about Outback. Do you ever eat that Bloomin' Onion?
No.
No?
Not really, no.
Oh, that's one of my favorite
things. It's a lot of food.
I could eat that whole thing by myself.
Well, it's a lot of food.
That whole giant onion.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
A single serving to
totally.
Me.
Totally.
Now, do you know about Marley and Marlo, Saber?
I heard about them.
Talk about Marley and Marlo. Are your doggies?
Yeah, they're my dogs. Marley is my sister's dog that we have now, and Marlo is a Border Collie Simmer and boxer, and we actually he had like a bandana around his neck that said "Adopt Me," and we actually
you couldn't turn that down.
My mom said he was very cute, so they wanted to
bring him in.
Take it off him. So now that we have him, it's really great, and we've been.
And I understand they're inseparable with you. They follow you everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that because you feed them people food?
Well, table scraps, actually.
Yeah, maybe once in a while.
A couple quesadillas for the dogs.
Yeah, well, kind of. Because they're like my family.
And you lost your sister a couple years ago, but let's mention her name.
McKenna. And McKenna Campbell.
Yeah, beautiful McKenna. And this is another big thing your family's gone through. And you're coming in here, you're smiling ear to ear. I just think you're an amazing inspiration to everybody.
Yeah, and Marley is her dog that we just got. Yeah.
All right, so...
hang on a sec. I want to know, Joey, do you help take care of them? Do you clean up after them ever?
Well, actually, I did once clean up after them once when we did our last walk. And part of the time I feed them and give them drinks and like give them treats or whatever.
Sure.
And
what kind of drinks they like? A martini after a long walk?
No.
Maybe a Diet Coke.
Coke. Water, just water.
Sure, water. Yeah, but it's better for the dogs.
Yeah.
What about the White Sox? I hear you're a big White Sox fan.
They're actually doing really good. I actually played on their team and also the Cubs.
Oh, you like both teams?
Yeah, I played on both teams. Not the the major big league, but there's like a little league.
We can make a deal with the White Sox. Get you in there. The White Sox can use all the help they can get.
We're the White Sox flagship station.
Is there a position you like, Joey?
I'm the shortstop for that.
Yeah, me too.
You have to beat out Tim Anderson. That's a little tough.
No, he can handle it.
Yeah,
he can handle it. You know, I'm the shortstop because I'm known for my range of motion.
Your speed.
And my speed. Yeah, and my speed.
You played baseball?
Yeah. I played baseball.
Yeah.
I played baseball in the 1890s, okay?
Nice.
Listen, you're a fabulous kid of the week, and I don't know if you have any life advice you want to hand out, but with that big smile on your face and how good you look in the suit, I guess you just get up every day and be happy, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Totally.
Is that your motto for life?
Well, yeah.
Why not?
On every talk show that's ever aired, like for instance, like Jimmy Kimmel, because this is just like it.
It is. It is.
It's similar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Morning and evening.
Yeah, Jimmy makes more money, but that's all right. I'm not bitter.
Joey, you were telling me off the air. Sometimes when you have doctor's appointments, he'll come back and go to school, but sometimes he'll go just right home. Enjoy
exactly.
the day off.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what do you do on a day off? You just kick back, watch some TV, or what?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What's your favorite TV show?
I'm a big Paw Patrol fan and a Power Ranger fan because I was born in 2001, and it's been like 25 years for Power Rangers.
That's true, because 25 years ago, Ross Cochran and your son, Steven, they both grew up in the Power Rangers era. Ross was kind of a Green Ranger. Did Steven have a particular Ranger fan?
I think he was a Red Ranger.
There was a Red Ranger.
Yeah, my son was a Red Ranger. What are you, Joey?
I'm a Green Ranger fan. Yeah.
That's good.
The original
and you also do Legos.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you build your own stuff, or do you like to do the kits?
I just do like the kits.
Those are really hard.
Yeah.
Well, in a couple of years, depending on what you're doing, you know, as a pastor / waiter. And by the way, why not? Maybe build yourself a Lego apartment, right?
Oh, maybe. I could.
Could catch on.
Could.
You want to say hi to anybody? How about Sammy, your buddy Sammy?
Yeah. Hello to Sam, the biggest new brother in the world.
Wow, what a cool thing to say.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's very nice
to
hear.
He's going to be with me. I think he's going to be with me like whenever their parents sell their house. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, so you got this all planned out. He's moving in.
Yeah,
there you go.
In a couple of days.
This, by the way, is news to his parents. They didn't know anything this would come.
Yeah.
I hope he helps with the dog.
The parents just got divorced.
Oh.
Well, listen, stuff happens, man. That's life.
Like 50% of life. Us, that's how it goes. That's okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
Do you and Sammy do particular fun stuff? Knocking over banks? What do you do?
No, we don't knock over banks. We don't rob them. We actually like go get like pizza or maybe.
Could I hang out with you guys once in a while, or am I too old for you?
You're living the life.
You can. You can if you want to.
Just don't slow you guys down, probably.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, don't slow us down. We're very fast runners.
He might have to take a nap. That's all. I'm just warning you.
Steve, you really are too old.
Yeah, I understand.
Maybe I could be your driver.
Well, yeah.
That's it.
I wouldn't slow you down because...
No, you wouldn't slow me down. I'm more concerned about the opposite.
Yeah, I know.
So.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, exactly. What's the name of your school?
East High School.
All right, buddy. It's great to meet you.
Yeah, you too, man.
You look fabulous.
Yeah, and, totally.
And yes, that's true. Totally, you do. And Sammy, your buddy, is a great guy. We love him around here.
Yeah.
And I love your parents. Your mom and dad are great.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, buddy. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
And by the way, for coming in today, I don't know if you have your license yet, but we're going to give you Dave's car.
No, you can't give Dave's car?
You don't know.
I don't have my license yet.
Even he knows.
Oh, you know what? Come back when you get it.
I like it. When you're 30. Okay.
Yeah, totally.
That's why you got Sam. He'll drive you around.
Exactly. Totally.
Yeah, that's
like,
perfect.
Like
if you know.
Limousine. Yeah. My dad is a limousine now.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's my world famous pal, Joey Campbell.
Joey's got things to do and he needs people to take him there.
Yeah,
exactly.
The more I hear about this, the less I'm invited. 6:53. Sam Rick, what do you have for us?
Just wanted to let you know that our buddy Joey, he's not technically autistic. We got a little bit of misinformation there, but that's okay. He was born premature and had a lot of surgeries, and so he is super great and recovered and doing awesome stuff. So just so.
Well, I would stick with my original premise, however. Just because you have a label on your life, whether it's autism or anything else, doesn't mean you can't maximize your life.
And as your daughter says, we've all got a little something going on.
That's
what Amy always says.
We all got a touch of something.
Yeah.